Well, bacon may no longer be on your breakfast menu, but the latest scientific study into caffeine suggests that you can relax about your morning coffee. Researchers at Melbourne's Monash University have found that two coffees a day may even be beneficial for your health. Monash University gastroenterologist Dr. Alex Hodge has found that caffeine can help fight liver disease and other conditions. He's in San Francisco presenting his findings to the annual meeting of the American Association for the Study of Liver Diseases. And he spoke to our reporter Rachel Brown about his research.
We looked at over 1,100 patients with a variety of liver diseases, and the most common being the fatty liver disease, which affects up to 40% of adult Australians. And we found that there's an association between coffee, so how much coffee you drink, and less degree of liver disease, so liver scarring and possibly liver fat. We're using a non-invasive ultrasound tool. We looked at how much scar tissue is in our patients that come through our clinics. And when we took into account all of those factors that you would probably associate with coffee drinking, so alcohol, smoking, age, weight, height, all those things, and we accounted for all of that, coffee comes out on top as being associated with less liver disease. So it's probably one of the largest studies looking at coffee consumption in people with liver disease. It certainly lends more weight to further research in this field because coffee, you know, is the second most consumed beverage in the world.
Caffeine is just one of a lot of substances in coffee. Have you worked out how in particular bolsters the liver?
No, we don't know what type of brew is the best and which of these constituents are the best at helping the liver. That research just hasn't been done yet. So I can't go out and tell you, yes, you should have a drip coffee versus an espresso versus a Turkish coffee. I mean, it's just, we don't know that yet.
How many coffees would you be recommending to people?
Well, so the best effect was seen in people with hepatitis C at two or more cups of coffee a day. So the effect was found at two cups. If you have fatty liver, that effect was at four cups. So that's pretty much all I could say, two or four. More than that, we just don't have the evidence for. And certainly, you'd probably want to, you know, use some common sense and not have excessive amounts.
Then you're looking at other side effects, I guess, like high blood pressure and anxiety.
Well, anxiety, yes. Anxiety in some people who are sensitive to caffeine. High blood pressure, interestingly, only transiently. It tends to go away after a few hours. And long-term studies show that there's no increased blood pressure in people who drink coffee over long periods of time.
You studied patients with hep C and hep B and fatty liver, but some people have liver conditions without even knowing it. Would you be recommending more coffee for people regardless?
I mean, I guess the short answer is yes. For the average person, I think having a few cups of coffee a day, provided they don't, you know, they're not pregnant or, you know, have other health issues, you know, it's probably not a bad thing. And what you said about people not knowing about liver disease, those would be the people who have a bit of weight around the middle, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and, you know, those people are often likely to have fatty liver as well. So that's the disease that they may not know that they have.
And you're presenting your findings in San Francisco at the moment. Have you been able to find a good cup of coffee?
Not really.
That's Monash University gastroenterologist Dr. Alex Hodge speaking with Rachel Brown in San Francisco, and of course he normally resides in Melbourne.